Superintendent John Weber is our guest representing Ridgeview today and here Friday evening, John. I know Storm Lake Radio sports team will be in your backyard, but there's a couple of items added to the basketball games that'll make this evening even more fun.
Yeah, with the big rivalry game with OABCIG beforehand at 5 o'clock, we have our FFA soup supper. So that'll be here in our high school commons. And so that's a good thing to have with this big crowd and a lot of people attending. Also, our after prom committee has a annual cake auction, and they'll be auctioning off cakes that are made by local people and donated at halftime of the girls, the varsity girls game, and at halftime of the varsity boys game. It's a great fundraiser for our after prom and benefits our kids, and they just do a great job with it. So help people come out for the game and for supper and the cake auction Friday.
And do me a favor, let's even go farther on the calendar here, John, if you would. Look ahead to the 20th, because I know Ridgeview Archery is growing and growing, and you actually have a big tournament that particular day.
Yeah, we have a tournament here on the 20th in Holstein. We'll have about 375 kids come for the archery tournament from middle school through high school, and you know, we had one in the last weekend on the 6th, and that was a tournament that a lot of local businesses donated money to give us the CG targets. But it's great for our kids. We've got about 60 middle school kids that participate, and then about 40 high school kids are participating. It's just a great thing for our kids, and welcome people come out and watch their kids, grandkids, or anybody come shoot. It's quite amazing to see this happening in our local area. And a lot of local schools that are starting too, like MMRCU has got one going as well, and they'll be coming down.
Good. That's on the 20th. Put that down on the calendar. And I guess, here we are. We're almost in the middle of January, but yesterday we had some issues with the weather, and that's maybe a nice reminder here with our spotlight and inform your people in the district, John, how they can get reminders on weather-related items.
Yeah, We posted on KYL Radio, your station there, as well as we send out a remind app, we send text messages out on that or an email. So you can always sign up with that as well, plus local TV stations that post that, and it's on our Facebook and Twitter accounts as well. So we try to get out as many avenues as we can, and just pay attention to that with all the weather. We've been pretty fortunate before Christmas, but We still have a lot of January to get through.
No doubt about it. John Weber's, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend, all right?
Hey, thanks, Chris. And once again, we always appreciate the support that you guys give us up there with our athletics and academics.
It's our pleasure in the school spotlight, brought to you by G&T Trucking and Shaler, right here on Mix 101.7.